In Summit County, about 1,800 children are in need of childcare. The county, though, only has the licensing capacity for just over 900. Mo Hickey is the CEO of the nonprofit advocacy group Voices for Utah Children. He says there isn't enough childcare available throughout the state.
So if you look at what's taking place both at the state level and in Summit County or Park City, basically, we wind up having the same problem. We're running at about a 50% shortage in the state in terms of active childcare slots.
Right now, he says, early childhood doesn't have a clear definition in Utah.
So right now, early childcare basically falls into the 0 to 5 age, but it's disjointed. So 0 to 3 falls under childcare at the Department of Workforce Services. 4 and 5 is kind of in no man's land because it's not part of the K-12 system and it's not part of the Office of Early Childcare. So one of the things we're advocating for is some kind of a comprehensive program for minimum 0 to 5.
He advocates public officials and private businesses working together to address the problem.
Some of this could be a public-private partnership, and we really do have to bring in the employers into the conversation. They're the ones that need the workforce coming to work.
The needs of each county are different, so Hickey says the solutions need to be as well.
And so we can't just say one size fits all. We just have to come up with a practical platform that addresses the needs of, say, Park City, which may be different than the East Side, or it may be different than a place like Carbon County. In terms of how we address the situation.
Childcare is expensive. For infants, it can cost anywhere from $9,000 to $12,000 a year. And for such a high annual price tag, there's a disparity in the average pay for childcare and preschool workers in Utah, whose pay generally ranges between $10 and $11 an hour. Hickey says a lot of the costs of childcare go towards things like licensing and inspection fees. He thinks these costs can be cut.
There's a childcare facility, we could waive registration fees. We could waive licensing fees as long as they meet the requirements. So using good, solid technology to make sure the forms are filled out, to make sure that people are in compliance, that would alleviate some of the burden. But some of the costs are really safety factors. So you can only have a certain number of children per childcare provider in a group setting.
Hickey says Utah should start running pilot programs based on other successful states' plans to help meet the growing demands for childcare. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on issues affecting children age 0 through 3 years old is brought to you by the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation. For more information, go to earlychildhoodalliance.net.